You're listening to the Law Biz News podcast with Glenn Duker. At Law Biz News, we discuss legal and business issues, and we explore how they relate to people in the real world. I'm your host, Glenn Duker, and I'm a lawyer at PCL Lawyers in Melbourne, Australia. Today's topic is entitled, What Do You Do When Vic Roads Wants Your Backyard? Compulsory acquisition of land usually occurs when a government department permanently requires the land of a private citizen for a public purpose. In practice, this usually is when Vic Roads requires all or part of someone's land to build or expand a road network. Compulsory acquisition of land can affect both residential landowners and commercial landowners alike. It can be a massive shock to the system to learn that Vic Roads needs your property. Let's talk about residential landowners first of all. If Vic Roads needs all of your land, it will be required to compensate you for the fair market value of your property. It is the valuer general that will assess the value of your land or the part of your land that is being acquired on behalf of the acquiring authority, which in this case would be Vic Roads. The good news is that you may be entitled to considerably more compensation than what you are initially offered. Engaging an expert valuer privately can mean that the valuation process is more expansively explored and different matters can be brought to light which may be relevant to your particular case, which may not have been necessarily taken into account previously. This is not because the valuer general hasn't done a good job, not at all. But you do have a right as a private citizen to prosecute your own individual rights by appointing your own experts to assist. So initially you appoint lawyers and your lawyers will recommend valuers to you and the process goes from there. And still further, the fact that your landscape has been forever changed may have other impacts for which you're entitled to compensation. For instance, you may need to move sheds, you may need to move gazebos, you may need to move other types of buildings which are impacted by this road expansion process. Remember that this compensation is all on top of the land value itself. So there is potentially more than one.